Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Winnie.
And yesterday, we learned about a really cool board game called Staying Alive in the Raid on Taihoku.
Yeah, we learned that it was a crowdfunding project saved by the producer of the game.
Right. And it's about something that happened in Taipei during 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There was like a... It was, at that time, Taiwan was being controlled by Japan.
Yeah, and we were under attack, right?
Yeah. So in this game, we have our family. We must try to survive in this this game with our family. But it says that if you or anyone in your family dies, then you lose the game.
Right. And all of the characters have a special attribute. So they seem like real people.
Yeah. And because of that, because they seem so real, the founders or the people who made the game said that there's so many ways to play this game.
Yeah, I remember it was like more than 7,000.
Yeah, so many ways. And the whole point or the goal of this game is to teach people about history we didn't get to learn in school.
No, I didn't. I didn't know about that.
So that's actually quite interesting. So today we're going to learn about how and... Actually, I think some of our editors tried to play this game, right?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the article and see how they played the game and see what kind of experiences they went to.
Reading.
Staying Alive in the Raid on Taihoku. To better understand Raid on Taihoku, some of English for You's editors visited KJ and Ming and tried the game for ourselves. KJ explained the game's backstory and some details about its making. Ming then explained the rules. The four of us chose cards to find out which character we would be. Characters included a father, a grandmother, a baby sister, and an older son who is a Japanese patriot. Soon enough, we were into the game. My character, the family's grandmother, was physically weak. However, I could use items from that time period to help everyone. At times, there were bombings to make the game more exciting. We also hid in historical buildings, such as the Eastern Temple of the original vow, which was destroyed in the war. We all had to stay alive. If just one of us died, the game would be over. It was a mad dash to survive on little food, but in the end, we made it safely through the Taihoku air raid.
Okay, so today's article is actually quite fun. It starts off with saying, to better understand Raid on Taihoku, some of the English for You's editors visited KJ and Ming and tried the games for themselves. Wow!
Not me!
Huh.
Well, how come we weren't invited?
I know, I didn't get an invite.
Oh, I wanted to play too. That sounded interesting.
Mm.
So, 为了更了解这个游戏 English for You 的 editors 实地去拜访了游戏的这个开发者，包括昨天提到这个 producer KJ and the designer Ming.
I'm so jealous. All right, so let's first learn what this word editor means. So, editor is spelled E-D-I-T-O-R, editor. It's a noun and it means this person's job is to edit something, usually like a magazine, a newspaper, book, or film. And that's their job. They make sure that all the spelling is correct, all the grammar is correct, everything looks nice. So, for example, we can say, Winnie is not only a beautiful and smart teacher, but she's also the editor of For You magazine.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about not being invited.
We'll play ourselves. We won't invite others. We'll play Mahjong later.
Oh, yeah. Not inviting them. So, editor 其实就是我的工作啦，就是编辑。If you are an editor, you edit. 编辑 edit 再加上 OR 变成人，就是编编改改。像是这个我们的杂志，编辑要负责规划主题。 等等。It's a fun job, but you also have to be very careful all the time.
Right, you have to make sure everything is correct. All right, so next, the article says, KJ explained the game's backstory and some details about its making. Okay, so backstory is basically the background story. And this is also a part of the plot as well. Maybe you can make the plot even more interesting.
昨天提到这个制作人 KJ 跟我们的一个编辑同事解释了游戏的 backstory， 这个字拆开来其实就是 back and story， 也就是 story behind the game， 游戏背后的故事。 We talked about that it's based on a real event in history， 所以啦，当然这背后是有故事情节的。 So KJ explained the story、
And explain is also a vocabulary word. It's called explain. Explain. It's a verb and it means to make something easy or clear to understand. So, for example, we can say, my teacher explained the answer, so I understand it completely now.
经过老师的解释我完全能够理解了 Thanks teacher 因为昨天提到这段历史其实并没有在教科书里所以 KJ 就特别帮我们解释我们用 explain 这个动词表示解释 So KJ explained the backstory and some other things too, right?
Yeah, he said he explained some details about its making So how did they make the game? Now let's first learn what details mean So detail is spelled D-E-T-A-I-L, detail, and you can add an S to make it plural or more than one. A detail is a noun and it means a small part of something. It's a particular fact or piece of information about someone or something. For example, the Sistine Chapel is filled with details. When you look up into the ceiling, you will see even more paintings and a lot of interesting information that Michelangelo painted.Okay, we can also use it in a sentence like this. The French love to add lots of detail in their palaces.
这里讲到西斯丁大教堂在梵蒂冈教堂里有很多细节 details 像这个 Tiffany 老师提到天花板还有画作画作里可能还有更多关于天主教的故事所以细节很繁复很具细迷我们就用 detail 这个名词或是 they are detailed 加上 ed 变成形容词表示细节很详尽的Since they did so much homework on it, I'm sure they can explain well. So after the backstory, the details, the article keeps saying, mean then explained the rules.
Right, and he says, the four of us chose cards to find out which character we would be.Wow, this is a fun part. I want to see if I play the game.
Which one do you want to be?
I want to be a young person so I can run faster from the bomb.
Everybody has to stay alive.
Yeah.
这个游戏要怎么玩呢？四个人选分别要当的角色。So the article continues saying...Characters include a father, a grandmother, a baby sister, and an older son who is a Japanese patriot.
Okay, so we can choose to be but we get to become a father. Actually, we choose cards, and the cards are randomly, so we become a father or grandmother and stuff like that. And another one is a Japanese patriot. So a patriot is someone who has a strong love for their country. They love their country so much. You can use it as an adjective as well. You can say patriotic. So I am patriotic, meaning I feel a strong love for my country.
Patriot 是爱国分子。Remember, we talked about that each one of the character has their own attribute. 所以呢，这个 older son, 这个长子呢，就是个爱国分子。And the article says...Soon enough, we were into the game.
So it means that they probably were hooked into the game. They found it so interesting. Then the article says, my character, the family's grandmother, was physically weak. Okay, so...one of the editors became the grandmother, and they were, one of their attributes was that they were physically weak. Physically means that something is related to the body. So in school, we have something called physical education, or PE for short. And during physical education, you do things as, you play sports like basketball, soccer, and you run, and you do a lot of activities that use your body. Now,Something else we say, the opposite of that is called mentally. Okay, so mentally is related to your brain or in your mind. So they're not mentally weak. Grandma's not mentally weak. She's physically weak, meaning that maybe she can't walk very well or
she can't run.
Yeah, and she can't breathe properly.
She can't carry heavy stuff.
Yeah,
作者呢这个挑到了祖母 grandmother. 通常长辈就是比较年老力衰啦。They're physically weak, 身体虚弱。Physically 呢是 physical 的副词，就是身体的。相反呢就是我们关于这个精神心灵的，我们用 mental, 副词呢就是 mentally. So you might be physically weak, but not mentally weak. 当然啊，选到老年人不是只能当他的负担啦。You can help in another way.
All right, so let's see how they use the grandmother to play this game. It says, however, I could use items from that time period to help everyone. Okay.
所以这个奶奶要怎么帮人啊？这个 use items from that time period.
And period is our vocabulary word. It's called P-E-R-I-O-D, period. It's a noun and it means how long, when something happened or took place. So a time period is a specific point in time, like the 14th century.Which was the Renaissance. That's a time period. Or the 1920s. That's also a time period as well. We can use period in a sentence like this. We can say, it's best not to travel during the period between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
Oh, no.
Because the plane tickets are expensive.
And it's always crowded,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, everyone wants to go home and celebrate with their family.
True. 最好不要在圣诞及新年期间旅游。这个某个时期期间我们用 period 文章里是 time period 某个年代期间比如说14到18世纪等等或者是 cold war period 冷战期间 period 也可以当作时间的单位 a short period of time 短暂的期间内比如说 I lived with my grandma for a short period of time
Speaking of time period what is your favorite time period in history?
Oh that is hard for like fashion, I'd say 1930 and 40, like they have longer dress. It's kind of like popular right now too,
yeah,
right?
I like that as well. My favorite time period was actually the 1920s.
Ooh.
Because I also really like the fashion and the
clothes
jazz, that they
wear. Right?
Yeah, I love that kind of look. So I think we like the more fashionable time periods. We don't want to be stuck in a period where there's war. All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, at times, there were bombings to make the game more exciting. Wow, it makes it seem even more real. At times here means sometimes. So sometimes throughout the game, there were bombings to make it even more realistic and to make it feel like, wow, we really are in this time period.
Yeah, at times 就是 sometimes, 有时候。如果写文章要有点变换 sometimes, at times, 可以互换。文章提到除了角色会造成不同的结果有时候也会有零星的爆炸。And if you happen to be at the spot, then you might get killed. That's how they make the game more exciting, 让游戏更刺激啦。
And the article says, we also hid in historical buildings, such as the Eastern Temple of the Original Vow, which was destroyed in the war.
Wow, so you get to learn history and historical buildings at that time too. 所以是真的会学到历史的，边玩边认识这些历史建筑物 that are not around anymore. 像文章提到这个东本院寺I've never heard of it because, as the article said, it was destroyed in the war.
That's such a pity to see such nice buildings
right.
completely destroyed or gone. So let's figure out what destroy means. Destroy is spelled D-E-S-T-R-O-Y, destroy. It's a verb and it means to cause something to end or no longer exist. So it means it causes destruction. Destruction is the noun. We can change it to a noun. So it's called destruction. So, you know, a lot of times in war, bombs destroy a lot of important buildings. Okay, and we can also say the disease destroys
so
the...
So many D's.
Yeah, so many D's. A disease can destroy your body's white blood cells. It means that it causes this thing to no longer exist, no longer be there. We can also say, my baby brother destroyed my Lego car because it took me forever to build.
Oh, young brother.
Baby brother. Man.
Destroy 是破坏、毁坏。这些古老的建筑在战争中就被摧毁了。So this is the only chance that you can learn about them. And remember, they actually visited many historians. So these buildings were part of our history back then. 记得他们拜访了这个历史学家。所以这些没有在教科书教的内容反而在这款游戏里重新被认识。This is amazing and really educational too. So how do they win in this game?
Okay, the article explains, it says, we all had to stay alive. If one of us died, the game would be over.
Uh-oh. So you have to help each other.
Yeah, because remember, they're in their families, as they're mm-hmm. with their families, so they have to kind of help each other to live.
Not like killing people yeah. in this game. You have to help each other to stay alive.
That's a positive game.
这款桌游很特别，不是要杀个你死我活的啦，而是 all of them have to stay alive. 所有人都得活着，一个人死那就 game over, 游戏就结束了。So it's not about yourself. You have to take care of everyone because they are family.
If someone dies, it's choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
All right, so next in the article, it says, it was a mad dash to survive on little food. But in the end, we made it safely through the Taihoku air raid. Oh, okay, so
nice.
Our editor didn't die. Yay! They said that it was a mad dash. Now, mad dash is our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break to learn about that, and we'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what's happened to you?
It's Valentine's shopping.
Oh, did you try to buy that new toy everyone wants?
Yep. I got to the store at 5 a.m. and waited in line. When they opened the doors, it was a mad dash to get one.
Mad dash? What were you angry about?
A mad dash is a situation in which you hurry because there's not enough time.
I get it. Mad dash is 一阵仓促，一团乱。
You got it. It was a mad dash with people pushing, but I did it. I got the toy.
Let me see it.
Check it out.
This is a girl's doll.
I know.I'm going to sell it on the internet. There will be a mad dash to buy it online.
Okay, so mad dash, we see here that it's a situation in which you're hurrying to try to do something because you don't have a lot of time.
So it doesn't mean somebody's mad.
Yeah, it means that dash means to run very quickly. So they have to hurry up and do this. It also said that in the end...They made it safely through the Taihoku air raid. Now, in the end, just means lastly, in conclusion. So, luckily, they didn't die.
No.
They survived, which is also a word, which is also our vocabulary word. It's spelled S-U-R-V-I-V-E. It's a verb and it means to remain alive.And to continue to live. So I think it's a great, great news for us to hear that, okay, our editor is actually really smart.
They're back.
Yeah, they survived. Okay, so we all want to live when we all do things to try to survive. Okay, for example, we can use it in a sentence like this. We can say, humans need food and water to survive.
Right. I think you can, like, survive in maybe a day without water, right?
Yeah, I think actually if you are in the wild and you don't have any food and water, the first thing you should try to look for is water because we cannot survive without water. That's so important.
Survive 这个动词表示存活、活下来，像从灾难中幸存 ,survive from the earthquake, 在地震中存活下来，或是可以直接当及物动词 ,survive the winter, 从寒冬中活下来。And yeah, 最后 in the end, finally, at last, 最终他们成功的度过台北大空袭，所以我们的 editor 才终于回到我们的办公室。
Luckily for him. Would you think that you would be able to survive in this game?
I don't know. I'm not that smart. And I run slowly. I don't know how I can help.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious about this game now.
Yeah.
All right, but before we take a look at this, let's first take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question for today is, how would you survive if Taiwan were attacked? Please explain your answer. Well, that's so scary to think of Taiwan being under attack.
Yeah, and it's really hard to imagine because we've never gone through any wars,
yeah,
right?
Taiwan is actually a very, I would say, neutral country. Like, we don't really argue or have any enemies, so it's kind of hard to imagine.
Oh,
please don't attack us.
Yeah, but in like those disaster movies, I think I would be the first one to die. I don't know how to survive without food, the first thing.
So maybe you would probably just give up and be like, kill
just
me.
Just eat me first, zombies.
Yeah, I don't know how I would survive as well, because I'm really scared of not having any food and
water.
Yeah,
and you have to know how to hunt.
Yeah, I don't have any survival skills.
Oh,
I don't know how
God.
To make
we'll
fire.
We'll be the first one to die.
I think so. I think we need to dig a hole and, like, we need to have our, like, you know how, like, sometimes people have those rooms that they hide in to survive?
Ah, 防空洞. And then we try to store, like, cans,
I think
water.
I think we need one of those. But yeah, you guys can discuss with your friends and your classmates. How would you survive if Taiwan were attacked? It's hard to imagine,
yeah.
But, you know, explain your answer and you can discuss this with your friends. But that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you enjoyed the article and you can also try this game as well. And yeah, that's it for now. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Winnie.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Staying alive in the raid on Taihoku. To better understand Raid on Taihoku, some of English for You's editors visited KJ and Ming and tried the game for ourselves. KJ explained the game's backstory and some details about its making. Ming then explained the rules. The four of us chose cards to find out which character we would be. Characters included a father, a grandmother, a baby sister, and an older son who is a Japanese patriot. Soon enough, we were into the game. My character, the family's grandmother, was physically weak. However, I could use items from that time period to help everyone. At times, there were bombings to make the game more exciting. We also hid in historical buildings, such as the Eastern Temple of the original Vow, which was destroyed in the war. We all had to stay alive. If just one of us died, the game would be over. It was a mad dash to survive on little food, but in the end, we made it safely through the Taihoku air raid.
Vocabulary Review.
Editor. William is an editor at a newspaper. It's his job to think of and check news stories. Explain. The teacher explained how Genghis Khan was able to take over so much land. Detail. This book gives few details about what its characters look like. Period. The Dust Bowl was a period in the 1930s when many American farms were buried in dust from sandstorms. Destroy. The large Japanese temple in Jiantan, Taipei, was destroyed and now the Grand Hotel is there. Survive. everyone in the burning building survived because they got out in time.